The KYI paintball field opened in 2006 and from May through October offers play to those age 12 and up. The program has an adult advisor, but youth help with running the operations. Nathan Cool says he enjoys helping out and the sport keeps him active.
I don't want to spend all my days indoors to be lazy and all such. So this program has been getting me outdoors and stuff, which is really great. And it's really fun to do because I'm usually working around the clock, fixing paintball guns, helping other people know how to understand to shoot, to be not afraid to get hit by a paintball.
Cool says getting hit can sting, but only for a few seconds. Fred Wynn was a professional paintball player. He grew up in Minnesota, but now lives in Ketchikan. He says he's been involved with Ketchikan youth initiatives since he moved to the first city 5 years ago. Growing up, Wynn says he went to a local paintball field when he was 14 and was immediately hooked. He asked the owner for a job to help pay for the cost of playing. Wynn was hired as a referee and after 3 years was promoted to field manager.
Just like the young kids here, I was running the field for her. By the time I was 20, she decided that she wanted to get out of the paintball business, and she sold me her paintball field in her store.
That was how Wynn got into the business part of paintball. But several years before taking over the business, at age 16, he joined an amateur team. Wynn says the team competed in local, regional, and national tournaments and eventually picked up sponsors.
Sooner than later, they're paying for us to travel the country and going to national tournaments.
Wynn says he came out on Sunday to share his more than 20 years of experience playing on professional teams. Before heading out for play and instruction, youth organizers went over about a dozen rules.
All referee decisions are final. Don't argue with the referee. It just makes the game take longer. No alcohol or illegal drugs allowed on the premises. Anyone using or under the influence of alcohol or any other substance will be ejected from the field. Repeat offenders will be banned from the facility permanently.
A mesh fence surrounds the field. That allows spectators to watch but be protected from paintballs. Anyone entering the field during play is required to wear a face mask, whether playing or not. Wynn gave instructions on strategies for organized team paintball. He says one of the most important things in paintball is knowing the field.
I want everybody just to walk the field and look at it. Think of it like a chessboard. Try to figure out where bunkers are. And just take 2 minutes trying to get to know the field.
Wynn says there are always one or two key bunkers that can help you win the game. He says a player strategically placed can be well protected and get side shots in both directions. Wynn says while walking the field, team members should name the bunkers to aid in communication.
So when the game starts and we're playing, let's say, 5-on-5, and we yell, there's one in the complex, we have two in the base, and then one in Baby Bear and one in Papa Bear, we know where everybody is on the field, right?
Wynn says communication between team members is key to winning. A player may not see an opponent in a bunker, but will know one is there if a team member yells out the name of the bunker. After discussion, Wynn had teams gear up and begin a series of drills.
Don't be afraid to change bunkers. Shoot and move. Shoot and move. Player's eliminated.
Alyssa Ray began volunteering at the paintball field this year, but has not yet played. She explains why she got involved.
There's not really adults saying, do this, do that. It's like, okay, we need to get this done today, and so whoever who can help on that, you should do that and stuff. It's a little more free and open. It's really fun.
Ray decided to give play a try that day.
I got hit in my bruise I got earlier today, and that kind of hurt. But other than that, it was, like, really fun.
Despite a little discomfort, Ray says she would definitely play again.